Subject: Lost in Paradise. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 28-year-old heterosexual guy, or so I thought, in parentheses, in the Bahamas. It all started when my son died. I was a single parent trying to raise my son, but when he died in a car accident, my world was shattered. I could not eat or sleep, and I didn't even want to be in the house we lived in, so I stayed with my family members. All the while, my friends and family were consoling me, but nothing they did was working. A very close friend came to visit, and he brought one of his other friends over. Not really in the mood to see anyone, I reluctantly talked for a while. Well, that new friend kept popping up every so often until he and I became close. We would talk for hours at a time. He even got me to move back to my house. A few weeks later, it seemed as if we were best friends. We did everything together. Then it happened. One evening, he kissed me. I didn't know what to do or think. I was a little bit angry and upset because I knew this was wrong, but I let it happen. Since then, we were two peas in a pod. I was always against homosexuality, as I do have Christian values, but I think a part of me just wanted to feel accepted after my son died. I think I fell for this guy. The problem is, after about a year, he stopped calling, texting, etc. This is not like him. Now it's like he doesn't care. I noticed that his Facebook status changed from single to married. I haven't heard from him or seen him since October 10th. What should I do? I am completely distraught again and desperately seeking advice. Wow. Well, first of all, our condolences to you for the passing of your son.
That ain't what this letter about you.
Such sad news. And I got to tell you that everyone, thank you, Steve, everyone handles grief differently. They really, really do. And the death of a son can send anyone into anything. And I think you are particularly vulnerable because of that. Straight or gay, it doesn't matter to me, but it does seem that these circumstances had something to do with your actions with this man. But now he's gone. Facebook status says he's married. So you treat this guy like you would treat any other relationship when the other person has a spouse. He's married. End of story. Let him go. Because you have to start moving forward with your life. You have to. You have to let him go. He's let you go. You haven't talked to him in a year. So you got to let this go and move on. Steve?
You get in a car accident. Now you gay. Dog, you been gay. What you ain't finna do is put this off on the car. I've been in a car accident. Several. I ain't came out of now. A lot of people I know died. And after each one of them, never once did I think of being comforted by a man with a kiss. Let's go through the letter. I'm a 28-year-old heterosexual guy, or so I thought. Well, you thought wrong. Let's start right there. You've been thinking wrong 28 years. You ain't finna put this off on no damn car accident. And you ain't putting this off on your boy. Mm-hmm. We're going to cut both them out right now. A very close friend came to visit, and he bought one of his other friends. Your friend gay, too. Let's get all this in a bowl. See, ain't nothing wrong with it. I ain't judging it. But let's just put all this in a bowl. You gay, the dude that kissed you gay, and your buddy that came over the house that bought him over there, he gay. Everybody gay. There ain't no problem. But let's just say what it is. Let's go and stop this.
Okay.
Not really in the mood to see anyone. I reluctantly talked for a while. Now you're starting to not typing like a man. Well, the new friend kept popping up every so often until he and I became close. We would talk for hours at a time. Here we go. Starting to sound like a girl writing this letter now. See, this is already starting to come out. He even got me to move back to my house. Uh-oh, trick move. Got to get you off by yourself somewhere. A few weeks later, it seemed as if we were best friends. We did everything together. Then it happened. One evening, he kissed me. I didn't know what to do or think. You ain't know what. I'm sitting up talking to one of my dudes, right? Mm-hmm. I'm grieving. My mama done died.
Come on.
His ass leaned over and kissed me in the mouth. Let me tell you something, fellas.
Tongue you down.
How that's fitting to work right there. If you a heterosexual man, this don't go now. What's wrong? What you doing? Wait a second. Wait a minute. What you doing? This ain't how this go.
Okay.
Oh, you lean in and kiss a heterosexual man in the mouth. I didn't know what to think or do. You ain't know what. It ain't no thinking. You know what you got to do. Sit up in here and write this damn letter here. I was a little bit angry and upset. What? Okay, when did the ass whooping start then? Steve. You wasn't that angry. No, just see, y'all wouldn't want to act because the gay dude wrote the letter. Now, I can't comment on it because gay dude wrote the letter.
You can comment,
now,
dog. Go ahead.
I got to say
ahead.
What the hell
You're
I want to say.
Commenting.
This a heterosexual. You ain't heterosexual. Stop it. Sitting up in here kissed you in the mouth. You was a little bit angry. Little bit angry. You heard Tommy prank today. Don't be no little bit angry and upset because I knew this was wrong, but I let it happen. Man, what the hell you mean you let it? Since then, we were two peas in a pot. Oh, you just going to get in the sleeping bag and zip it up now.
Broke back
Y'all
now.
Just two peas in a pod. I was always against homosexuality as I do have Christian values. Oh, wait, whoa, whoa. What you mean you was against it? Key word, was. You was against it. You open to it now. You in. You in the club, dog. And ain't nothing wrong with it. Just you in the club now. So don't nobody gay email me talking about, Steve, you wrong. Nah, this how I answer the letter for heterosexual people. This how I got to answer the letter for gay people. If you call my show and ask me, I'm just telling you. And what you saying? You can't be gay and a Christian? When that happened?
What are you
I
saying?
I got news for you. It's gay Republicans that's voting against gay marriage. It's gay conservatives. It's gay Tea Party members. It's gay NAACP members. It's gay skinhead. It's gay Klan members. Couple of gay Black Panthers. My brother came home and told me that one day and just threw me all into something. He said, hell, I got to get out this group.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.